It's your Minority Corner, Motivational Monday Moment. That's a lot of M's there. And today's quote comes from Goethe. Am I saying that right? Ugh. Off to a great start this Monday morning. This quote from Goethe says, "Whatever you think you can do or believe you can do, begin it. Action has magic, grace, and power in it." This quote's a little bit different than I think there's one that's out there that's kind of similar. It's like this idea that whatever you think you can do, which is cute and fun. But this one is very specific, and it's so much about action. And sometimes the most simplest thing that we can do is action. You hear a lot in Alcoholics Anonymous, it's just about taking that one step, one thing at a time. How do you wash an elephant one part at a time? And I think we can all get so overwhelmed so much sometimes with all the things that we think that we have to get done in one single moment. And sometimes the simplest thing we can do is just begin in one little simple step, whatever that might be. Sometimes it's just paring it down to the most simplest version. And sometimes it's just getting up. It's just taking that step forward. It's making a list. It's doing a little bit of research. It's whatever you think that that might be, but it doesn't have to be as grand and as huge as it can be. And I say this because we come at a very crucial time in our life right now. You know, scientists say that there's maybe only 10 good years left. There's this impeachment trial that's coming on, and I'm going to save you all from last week cut for time. Jen and I had a very lengthy discussion about the impeachment trial, and I thought maybe I might, squeeze it into this Monday morning. I'm not going to jumpstart your week like that. But oddly enough, Jen and I did discover that scandal has taught us everything that we need to know about politics and navigating and understanding the media. It's weird. Shonda Rhimes, she's paved the future. So none of that today. You're welcome. But, it's an opportunity for us all to be active and engaged as citizens. I think, again, for the first time, at least millennials, the millennial generation, I'd even say, Generation X, are being asked to do something and to be involved and to pay attention and whatever that looks like for you, getting involved. And I think it comes from creativity and creating something. And I say that because I was really inspired by the story of this woman. I think she's someone who really took this idea and this quote to heart. It was a woman by the name of Abir Saik. I'm going to link this in the show notes. Y'all know I struggle with names, but she's a Jordanian Canadian architect, and she did something really amazing. She essentially invented refugee tents that collect rainwater and store solar energy for the refugees of Syria. And, since 2011, Syria has been in a civil war, and it's just been so devastating and damaging. Like, an estimated of about 13.5 million Syrians have been displaced and are refugees outside of Syria and just all over the place. And this project is called Weaving a Home, and it's a design that uses a unique structural fabric composed of a high-strength plastic tubing that's molded into a sine wave. Anyways, it's this really, it's this really cool thing that she's created. So the way that it's set up is that it can expand and enclose during different weather or conditions. It can also be broken down to allow for easy mobility and transport. This tent can also collect rainwater and provide basic sanitation like showering, as the rainwater is collected from the top of the tent and it filters down to the sides in these little storage pockets. The tent also absorbs solar energy and transforms it into electric energy, and it's stored in special little batteries. And the project is still, it's been under development since 2013. It is having some challenges with, just distribution is kind of one of the biggest roadblocks that it's happening. But man, what a wonderful gift. And I love that this woman saw that there was a need for her gifts and her talents, and she just put it to work. And the first thing she had to do was just begin. Again, whatever you think you can do, is just to begin. Something else I've been kind of pondering is the usage of anger. I'm redoing The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, and I'm determined to actually finish it. I never actually end up finishing it, but this time I'm going to finish it all the way through, as I'm in my own sort of healing process and getting through my own depression and heartbreak and feeling sort of loss and where am I going and what am I doing. And there was a section that was talking about anger. I feel like we're taught to that anger was a bad thing, that, you know, shy away from anger, stuff it down. But really, anger is actually a good sort of tool to use. It lets you know that something is not right. Something is not functioning right with your life or how you're feeling about something or how you're viewing something. It's like a little ding, 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 ding. The alarms are sounding. It's time to take action about something. It's time to take action about someone in your life is not treating you right. Or something, you're seeing something. Like for this woman, she saw the things that were happening with the Syrian refugees. I bet she was angry and she was upset and she put her plan into action. So listen to yourself. If there's something that you're finding that you're angry about, it's a moment for you to take a pause, see what it is, and there are action steps for you to take. And I bet you there's a creative solution just waiting for you to be exposed to. Even if it's like someone who's, if you're angry at a piece of art that you saw or a film or a TV show, ding, 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 write your own story, create your own film, get a discussion going. There's solutions to our anger. And with that, you know, anger is a great tool, but it's not necessarily a tool to be used necessarily so much against somebody else, I guess. Does that make sense? It's hard when I'm just doing this by myself and I have no one to soundboard off these things with. So yeah, if you're getting angry, fantastic. Channel that into some sort of creative solution. The first step is just to begin. Again, whatever you think you can do or believe you can do, begin it. Action has magic, grace, and power in it. Ah, we are magical creative beings. And this week, I can't wait to find out, what are you going to create this week? What is this week going to look like for you? What is the simple, small step that you're going to take in terms of action? And that one little step can have a magical ripple effect and creating momentum for yourself. The first step is just to begin. So I hope you enjoyed your Monday Minority Corner motivational moment. It's going to be a fabulous week. I can't wait to join you all back on Friday. We got Samantha, who's been on the podcast. She is the podcast host of the Masculinity podcast. So she'll be joining us on Friday. I saw Charlie's Angels. I have some notes. I had a great time with it. It made me think about a lot of stuff about how, like, women in action films and why it didn't do so well at the box office. I had some theories and thoughts, so we'll get into that on Friday. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Minority Corner listener Carlos W. from Portland. Sent us an email here at Minority Corner in regards to our discussion that we had a few weeks ago about American Son with Glory. And it was such a great, wonderful conversation that we've had online. He was siding with, I don't like to say siding, but he had similar feelings to Glory. And I feel like we had a really great conversation back and forth through email. And you hear so often about how you're not going to sway someone else's opinion over the interwebs and how people sort of can misread things. And I just want to applaud you and also myself and just the way that I went into the discussion. It was filled with very much very specific and kind words, and there was love behind it. We weren't agreeing necessarily completely, but I feel like we were able to. It was incredibly respectful, and I felt like I heard you and you heard me, and it was just really beautiful. And so big shout out to Carlos W., and thank you for doing that back and forth with me through email. It was really delightful and it really was fantastic. So you too can get involved in the conversation. You can send us an email at minoritycorner@gmail.com or get in touch with us in all the various social media platforms. I want to know, what are the creative steps that you're going to take? What's the magic you're looking to create this week? The world needs your gifts, so let's get there, especially with all the craziness that's happening in this world. But what we're going to do is we're going to make it a little less crazy, because whatever you think you can do or believe you can do, begin it. Action has magic, grace, and power in it. Have a great week, and I'll see y'all on Friday. Or I guess I won't see you, but I'll talk to you on Friday. Thanks for listening to your Minority Corner Monday moment, because together, we're the majority.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.